The fact that all four central banks that met this week came out with the same warnings around global trade uncertainties has been enough to keep investors from wanting to get too excited. Indeed, stocks managed to recover out from the recent lows, getting help from a more dovish-leaning Fed decision, but this hasn't been enough to get the market completely off its worry around trade wars. As far as recent updates go around the globe, the BOE decision was pretty much as expected, but leaned a little more hawkish given the 8-1 vote split. And earlier today, Japan inflation data supported the trend of firm underlying price momentum and a BOJ that should continue to lean towards more rate hikes. Having said that, despite these hawkish updates, both the yen and pound have come under some pressure into the end of the week, presumably on the back of this bigger picture concern around the global outlook. Key standouts on Friday's calendar ahead come from UK public sector net borrowing, the Eurozone current account, UK CBI trends, Canada housing data, and Canada retail sales. That's all for now.